come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, you can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, or replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be talking with, Nate Kipnis, and he's going to talk about Next House, so we'll have him in. And then, of course, Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. In the third hour, we'll be also talking to Steve Burness from the BBB. We're going to find out if the Better Business Bureau is still relevant in today's internet searching society. So that'll be pretty interesting. And, of course, your phone calls the entire 3 hours. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Just search for Mighty House. And you can also look us up on Facebook and Twitter by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Or just give us a call right now, 847-475-1590, and you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. This is a point right now where Robbie would say something.
Or walk in.
Okay, let's stop. Listen. Nothing. All right. That's up to you now, Rich. All right, let's go, baby.
Okay, so let's go with this.
Yeah.
So next Saturday,
yes,
the All Women's in Construction Show,
yes,
hosted by Robbie Earhart.
Yes.
8:10, 8:15?
Yes. Yeah, we'll start there, yeah.
So some dead air.
No.
Sherry's in.
No, Sherry and Lisa will be here to cover, so you don't need to worry about that.
All right, so that's enough teasing. No, it is kind of funny.
Yep. Okay, so.
So.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, not a lot of stuff on Facebook this week, but good article on millennials are, you know, buying. But the article is really interesting because what they're buying is they don't want fixer-uppers. They want a done home. And I think a lot of people, especially flippers these days, because they're trying to do everything on the cheap, are missing that segment of the market because they do not invest in low voltage and lighting control. And, you know, the house isn't set up.
Right.
So, you need like WAPs, you know, your wireless access points in the house. You need to have, you know, the Nest thermostat. You really got to put the money in that. If the house is wired and high speed internet, it'll go.
Yeah,
because they are truly more connected than we are.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because the homes today, if someone is cleaning it up, they throw a new kitchen in, new bathrooms, paint the walls, call it done. People are not really investing in what you just talked about, and that's that interconnectivity of having a Nest thermostat or making sure that you have some control over the house with lights and stuff like that. That all would be interconnected. So that's a pretty interesting thing that could be added, and it's really not that expensive, but would probably make the house move a lot faster,
more marketable.
Yes, and I mean that's something you could highlight.
Well, and I right, and actually, what that article actually mentioned is one of those things where they'll literally, you know, you go into the neighborhood, and you know whether it's Comcast or Xfinity or whatever, but you actually find out what your internet speeds are in that neighborhood, and if you have low connectivity, they won't buy in that neighborhood. And I'm not saying every millennial's like that, but they are so more connected than we ever were that it makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
That... You know, I mean, we're old enough. I remember when the internet was 14.4, you know what I mean? And the dial-up. And we used to sit there going like, it take forever to load just a document or send an email. And you're like, this is never going to take off. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, you used to set it up to download
videos in minutes.
Yeah. You download
at night.
Right. And you would set it, get started, go get breakfast or something. And then you'd come back and
I know. So you know, the whole thing has changed and there's so many systems out there that you can go with. So,
okay. So
it was interesting.
What are those systems? Cause let's just talk cause for a second there, we've got one that we're ready to put on the market and this might be something to throw in there. Shouldn't take too long and probably would make a big difference. So if we threw a Nest thermostat
in. Well, I mean,
in,
if you want it. Right.
What else?
So
can
you
do?
Can do, you know, if you wanted, you know, we deal with a company, USARI, that does a lot of Wi-Fi. You know, you can buy this stuff a la carte and it just installs simply. And then
right.
you have your fee each month for monitoring.
Right.
But that'll do security, lighting, but it's a la carte. But I mean, there's you can go out and buy the bits and pieces.
Yes.
You know, you can go get a wireless access point. The big thing is that you're not using the tower that's sitting in your office. You know, you put WAPs in the ceiling.
Right.
You know, one on the first floor, one on the second floor, and have a broader range. You know, you can use Control 4. You can use Lutron. I mean, there are so many out there that are expandable. But I think that's where it is now. Everybody wants to be connected.
Yes.
I mean, even older clients are walking in the house with a phone in their hand.
Right. Yeah, and that was one of the
good
things.
Good morning, Robbie.
Oh, about time you said good morning to me. I've been standing here for 20 minutes, just waiting to be acknowledged. What you
yes.
were saying, in the clients that I've been working with, homes are selling so freaking fast
yep.
without all of this WAP.
Uh-huh.
New word I learned. Rich taught it to me.
Yeah. WAP. When did he teach you that?
5 minutes ago when I was standing
oh,
here.
Oh, okay.
I cannot believe how fast a 2-flat in my neighborhood sold in one day.
Yep, they're going.
Asking price.
Yep.
I have clients who are like, I have to move out in 2 weeks, Robbie. Can you pack up the entire house? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, didn't expect it to sell this fast.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
There's a little difference in, you know, what we're seeing and what you're talking about. I get that people want all this, but homes are just like on fire.
Fire!
Fire!
Well, I mean, it's always simple. It's supply and demand, and there's been a ton of pent-up buyers that, you know, we're afraid to pull the trigger for one reason or another. And I would say probably in your market, even though things are moving, you're probably still undervalued. You're probably
yes.
well below pre-recession prices.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You know, so that has a lot to do with it.
But the
you
thing,
know, so you're going to see that run up.
Right. Well, and if it's priced right and it's clean and been redone correctly, it'll move and it'll move fast. So, you know,
yeah.
Like I said, done correctly, you're probably, like
that's
Robbie
key,
said, it's took a day.
Yeah.
But most things are moving in a week or two.
Yep.
If it's priced mm-hmm. right and clean, it's gone.
I mean.
Right.
And it may not be priced at what you want, but it's what the market will bear, you know. So it doesn't matter if you paid $650 for the house 10 years ago. You may not get that $650.
Cash offers,
no.
as is, no inspection. I'm like,
really?
What?
Wow.
Yes.
That's huge.
Well,
yeah.
Again, I mean, it depends on the buyer. I mean, I've never got a home inspection. I always do them as is, but I walk through them. But, you know, and Ron can do the same. And it's just because there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to know what we're looking at a little more. Or I already know I'm going to gut the thing. So I don't need somebody to tell me the water heater's old. Because it's going anyway, you
right,
know.
Right.
But the average person, no, I don't recommend, and even especially houses that were flipped.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to look because, you know, it's part of the tip of the week later. But, you know, flippers aren't exactly buying the highest quality stuff. They're both doing it all on price point. So.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you don't know what you're getting if you don't know what you're looking at.
Except Ron Cowgill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So good. Well, thanks for joining us today, Robbie. I'm happy you're here. Did you have a good week? Were you busy?
I had a very nice week. I know that you went to the air show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was that
cool.
like a big family trip?
It turned into that, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, for those listening, my husband went to the air show. Don went to the air show. Ron went to the air show. And I said, it was Ron and your dad. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there was a whole family there. I just, you know, felt like I was interrupting like a family reunion. They said, come for breakfast. And he's like, no, I'm just going to stay away. There's too many people there. I'm like, what kind of family? Who was all there?
Oh, my sisters and nephew showed up, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it was fun.
Oshkosh Air Show.
Yep.
Very
still
nice.
Going on. Run up there. It's a blast. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And, whoa, what happened? Rich, where'd you go?
I'm here.
You're there. Oh.
You don't see me?
I think Robbie kicked the computer again.
Oh, fudge.
Fudge buckets?
Oh, fudge buckets. Oh, what is that lady?
I looked up.
It just came up as call ended. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll try that. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to move it out of the way. You two talks amongst yourselves here for a second while I get this reset.
What were you talking about?
Well, I'm trying
during the break, we were talking Blue Angels, but...
Yes, I know.
Hold on. Excuse me.
So, anyway, you're saying everything is selling so fast now.
Yes.
But are your prices increasing? Are they staying flat, or...
I think there's, you know, there's... And just like Osh was saying, you know, Osh Nissan was in last weekend. He said, you know, there's these markets that are the little pockets that are just mm-hmm. really, really hot. And like in Robbie's neighborhood, that's a little hot spot that where things are just selling really, really fast if they're priced right and are cleaned up and ready to be moved into. So,
right.
You know, that if they're set up that way, then yeah, they're good. They're ready to go. And they will move fast. Now, are they going up in value the same? I don't know that that's happening just yet, but.
Well, I mean, and you don't want to see them run up to like, you know, pre-2006 kind of, you know, you don't want to see that type of double digit, you know, run up. That's exactly what causes the problem.
Correct.
But a lot of the aging housing stock, you know, it's a whole different thing. So, and again, depending on where in the country, like with us, because FEMA regulates a lot of stuff down here, a lot of decent homes, they're teardowns. I mean, it's a nice house, but it doesn't work anymore. So,
yes.
It's kind of weird that way. But, yeah, there's segments here moving. Condos are distressed, I would say. Like, nobody seems to want condos too much anymore. There's
really?
Definitely a surplus of them. Yeah.
Huh. Well, is there any...
I think the problem with condos is that too many of the homeowner associations or condo associations have gotten too big for their britches. Some of the fees are expensive. It's one of those things, too. You got to hit your mute now.
Yep, did it.
I think. Got it. All right. But I think one of the other problems you run into is the problem with living in an apartment or condo. You come home from work, you crank your stereo, and somebody's banging on your wall or your door or your floor, right? So
yep.
It's the lack of freedoms, I think.
Can you play my music?
Mute my music?
Play my music.
Oh, you want me to
patch
you in? Oh, let's try it. See where you're at. Yeah?
Yeah, because what were we saying?
I don't know. No. Rich is gone again.
I didn't touch anything.
I'm here.
We were saying that houses are on fire.
Yes.
Houses are on fire.
Okay. Is it burning down
burning
the house?
Burning down the house. Yeah.
Okay. Are we good?
Preview of next week?
Yes, preview of next week.
Give me that look.
I'm not saying I could fire you.
But if you could.
And Ron and Rich won't be here next week.
That's right.
I have the mute button, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, oh, hey.
You have a phone call.
We do. I happened to flip over there. I saw that. All right. Let's go to the phones here and let's. Oh, hey. It's time for the Will Report. Hey, Will.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hi. Good.
How you doing, Will?
Yeah. Yeah. You were talking about houses. Yeah. The people are going through. I see a lot of, again, like you said, in certain neighborhoods, things are just going like hotcakes. But I'm getting a lot of clients that they hire me and I inspect. And, you know, you find stuff, and most of the time it's just either DIY or deferred maintenance, but sometimes there's some issues. And they go ahead and they purchase, and then 5-6 months later they're calling me, yelling at me, because what about all this stuff, you know, you didn't catch? And I go, yeah, I did catch it. You just didn't read the report.
Oh, no.
I had one which was interesting. It was a bungalow, and it had, you know, where the finished brick meets the common on the side, there were some cracks and so on and so forth.
Right.
And I'm in the basement. The basement's finished, but it's all a DIY job with, you know, just a mess. And the guy calls me back, and he says, well, we found a whole bunch of mold and all this other stuff in the corner. And I go, okay. And he goes, well, we want you to pay for it. And I'm like, why? And, you know, I point.
Mold is free.
Did you see this part over here where I told you to get these bricks sealed and all this other stuff because you had some seepage? Yeah. Did I tell you the basement was a real mess? Yeah. Was the basement full of debris and I couldn't get to that area? Yeah. But we still think you should pay for it because it's expensive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, so, you know, the thing is, when I go into an inspection, I try to, an older attic, you're always going to have water stains, and that's actually mold. It's just not a harmful kind of mold.
Right.
And, you know, water stains because it's not the first roof. And I pointed out, and I said, yeah, there's stuff up there, but, you know, this is a normal, consistent with the age of the house, not a big deal. And people freak out. You know, they get someone coming in, oh, that attic's full of mold, or this or that or something else. And they just don't want to do the stuff that's necessary.
Right.
The biggest thing that I see is just something that's very simple to fix and inexpensive to fix, but very dangerous if they don't. Like, you know, the anti-tip brackets on the back of the stoves or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things.
Yeah, but those, a lot of those weren't, you know, we didn't do them years ago. They never came with them. So
right.
Depending on the age of your range, if it's a couple years old, you'll have them.
Right.
Otherwise, you won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We were taught not to climb on the doors.
But I've seen some of the large, yeah, that's true. I've seen some of the large installers in this area when they put them in. They just throw them out.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a new stove about a year ago, and the guys were just going to throw it out. And I go, no, put that in. That's important.
Right.
But
so, what are you through your inspections? Are you seeing? You know, Rich was talking about putting in newer systems, the Nest thermostats, and trying to interconnect and get the house so that it is able to be put online and controlled online. Are you seeing more of those systems
seeing,
being?
The biggest problem we're seeing with the Nest is that. With the high-efficiency furnaces with multi-stage fans and multi-stage gas valves, they don't work with Nest.
Oh, really?
Right.
I mean, I've got a Carrier Infinity 21 system, which is a really good system. The guy, when he put it in, he had to run extra wires for my thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And my thermostat's like a you know, an iPad.
Right.
And it controls not only the heating and cooling, but also the humidity and the pressure in the house. And, you know, people go out and get a Nest because it's a cool thing. But, you know, there's always...
No, but you're right. But one of the things, though, Will, is those higher-end systems, if you, regardless you have a Train or Lennox, they have apps built into those, and they are online, and they are connected.
Right.
When we do a Control 4 systems, total house controls, panelized lighting, we still will not replace the manufacturer's thermostat because we can integrate their app into Control 4.
Sure.
So that you know you go, but we don't want third-party software interfering with anything because those the compressor actually communicates with the air handler.
Right, right. The thing that I'm seeing though, is a lot of people are going for it just because it's stylish. You know, the Nest is stylish.
I like the tablet on my wall. It actually is cooler.
Yeah. But, that's fun. It's fun, and it's always something new. That's what's great about this business.
Yeah, so. Excellent. All right. Thanks, Will. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, Will.
Bye-bye. All right, talk to you later.
847-475-1590. I will say that again, 475-1590. And we're going to do a little quiz. We did a little quiz a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It just left me. It was like the top 10. Rich, what was it?
Top 10. Was it on the Facebook and Twitter?
No, and I made people guess what it was. Top 10 bad things to do 4th of July.
Okay.
Remember? It was something like, you know.
So now what do you got?
Well, this was posted on Facebook.
It was?
It was posted on Facebook. I believe you posted the top 10 home plumbing myths that cost you money.
Oh, yeah.
But for those who didn't go on Facebook and see it,
mm-hmm.
We will give a prize
to two callers. Two?
Oh. Two callers.
Well, wait. Before you do that, ask Ben what's in the prize closet.
Oh, he'll
you...
find something.
You got something in the prize
two
closet
callers
there, Ben?
Who can give one of the myths.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
One of the myths. Okay, so we have the top 10 plumbing myths that can cost you money.
All right.
So 847-475-1590. Call up.
Yeah.
Give us one of the myths.
Give you one of the myths.
If you're our regular callers,
one
of our regular callers, like the gentleman who just called, you don't qualify.
No?
I'm sorry. He's a home inspector.
Are you going to start doing rules now?
Yeah. Now there's not station rules, but there's Robbie rules. So, yeah.
There are Robbie rules. Is that bad?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It is technically.
Yeah, okay.
It's like any contract. If it's not inside the four corners, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Well, then, Trixie, if Will calls, don't put him through. How's that?
That's good.
Thank you.
So what's in the prize closet there, Ben?
Free live cues.
Oh, is that what it is?
60 seconds.
There you go. Excellent. All right, and so we've got the tip of the week coming up here too soon. What is that going to be there, Rich? Do you know?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a... What's the difference between shopping at box stores and supply houses?
Oh, you're gonna stir the pot today.
Yeah. Well, don't I usually?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a good one. That's pretty cool. Okay. All right.
Well, we found some interesting things.
Yes, and there's the music. How you like that?
Yeah, I like my list.
Right on cue.
So maybe you know.
Well, we cover that in the next segment too.
Next couple segments.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Is there in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590. And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And coming up next week now, It's next week.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
August 5th is that the show will be Women in Construction. The entire show is going to be dedicated to that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Robbie's going to be hosting the show. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, why? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And she will be joined by Sherry Schultz from Crawford Supply. Lisa Albrecht from Solar Services will be co-hosting the show. Allison Case from Integral Rehab will be calling in. Angie Messi from ANG Electrical will be coming in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Martha Lorano from Mr. Floor. Mimi Altman from NARI. And the Commissioner Freiland from the Chicago Building Department.
And you'll be here in case I need you?
Nope.
Where are you going to be?
I don't know. I'm going to be somewhere.
Rich?
I know where Rich is going to be.
Where's I'll be Rich? On the Atlantic.
You're going to hear.
Yeah. Well, pretty sure they set the downriggers, and I just drink beer till they say fish on.
And then you run to the pole. Oh,
nice.
Your turn. Your turn to pull one in.
It's pretty much how charters work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this another work-free thing?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you to Florida Wood Window and Door and Anderson Windows.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Off onto the charter boat he goes.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, somebody's got to do it, Rich, and it might as well be you.
Hey, they had 20 spots. If I didn't go, somebody would have.
Right.
Might as well be me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah.
So, all right, next week... And the next week will be a very interesting show, so make sure you tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're having a little prize giveaway, 847-475-1590.
Ben's off digging through the prize closet looking for something right now. So,
what is a plumbing myth?
What is a plumbing myth? Well, give us an example.
Okay, here I go.
Like number 10. What is number 10?
Bum, bum, bum. Okay. Every plumber knows exactly what to do and how to do it.
What?
It's a myth.
What does that mean?
Just because a plumber holds that title doesn't mean they're educated in their field and licensed.
What? Yes. Maybe some states it may not be, but it is definitely in Illinois. Rich?
Yeah, for the most part, but there's still stuff that, again, we call it continuing education.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got your plumbing license 15 years and have done nothing but... you know, put copper drain, you know, do all the, you know, just PVC drains, you know what I'm saying? Just working on residential.
Right.
And you get asked to do something, you may not truly understand the proper way to install it or rough it.
Right. I think what they're also saying is, oh, I'm a plumber. Yeah, my next door neighbor. Oh, yeah, I'm a plumber. I can take care of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're saying. Not everyone who says they're a plumber...
Truly is. So
okay.
So you can look for their plumbing license,
right?
And you can search the state search engine for that. It's very readily available, and you can also call your local village and make sure that they're licensed in your town before they come in and work. And it, like what Rich was saying too, maybe they're used to throwing in the basic stuff, mowing, Delta faucets, something simple, and then all of a sudden, here comes this fancy Kohler system that. You've got a pipe in and takes natural gas and forced air and everything else to run. You just don't know. So you have to look at what you're installing and make sure the installer that knows what to do and has done those before.
Exactly. So
I just had a case like that come up where we're doing tankless water heaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I use one of two. I either use a Navien 240s or I use the Rinnai RUR98s.
Okay.
The biggest thing is that we mount them outside. We don't have a lot of freezing, so we literally hang them on a wall outside. They're direct venting.
There's something wrong with that.
We put everything outside. Save more floor space in the house. But anyway, the deal is so during the rough, they run three pipes. You have hot, cold, and your recirc line.
Right.
So we're trimming a house. They bring out the water heaters. The guys hang two water heaters, not realizing that there's no place to put the third pipe.
Oh.
They got the wrong water heaters, and now they're saying they can't return them because, you know, they were already installed.
Right.
I'm like, you got three pipes sticking out of a wall and two holes in the water heater. That didn't ring, you know, you just went ahead and mounted everything. And
just did it anyway.
Ass. ass. It's just stupid.
You called someone an ass?
Rich? No, he didn't call him that. He probably used some different words that you can't use.
Unbelievable.
All right.
But I know why. Because here's the mean wage, which mean is not average. Mean is half or more and half or less.
Right.
$14 an hour in Florida.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, that's why we have lots of bodies, but no education.
Yeah.
So what the
and that's not the lowest.
What they were saying in the article is a myth that costs you money, and it'll cost you money because if they do something like that, choose the wrong fixture, drill the wrong hole, you might have to call another plumber. And a better alternative?
Yeah.
Call the BBB. Oh, how timely is that?
We'll find out why in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's go to Jeff.
Right, hang on. Before you do that, let me clarify when I just said that. That's for laborers. That's not for skilled trades.
Right. Right. Okay. That's good. You said no house inspectors?
So if that's Jeff with the last name starting with the initial M.
Hey, Jeff?
You must be chopped liver, huh, Robbie?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Rich.
You're never chopped liver.
Hi, Jeff. Okay.
So this is not a plumbing myth. Hot water's on the left, cold water's on the right, stink goes up, poop goes down, payday's on Friday.
That's it. There's
you
all
you got the most important one. Don't chew your nails.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, don't chew your nails.
You should see Robbie's look on her face.
That's disgusting. You're wearing gloves when you're plumbing, right?
No.
Nope.
No, real men don't.
I had a guy that did a lot of sewer work, you know, ejector pumps and all that, and he'd open a pit, and you'd be like grossed out. He goes, smells like money to me.
Ew.
Yep. It's all perspective. That's true, though.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to see how I dress up to go inside crawl spaces because you never know what's down there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in a few crawl spaces where the toilets have been leaking and everything else, and you get in there and you go, oh, well.
Right, yeah.
Turn around and run out.
Yeah, so you've got the jumpsuit to put on.
Yeah, jumpsuit, the mask, the earplugs, the gloves.
Uh-huh.
Different pair of shoes that you wear downstairs. I mean, down in the crawl space.
Right. So.
And always carry an extra pair of pants and shirts.
Okay, I'm going to just spin this 180 degrees. And, you know, there's the new OSHA rule where you're not allowed to go into enclosed
spaces
by yourself. How do you handle that?
Well,
because you don't normally bring a team to do a home inspection. It's usually just one inspector.
That's true. And the state says that it's up to the inspector to, if it's unsafe, don't go in. So, yeah, that's where that goes.
Yeah, but that's the state. OSHA has its own set of rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess you go on, you know, that you have other people in the house, you know, and I always tell people, you know, if I'm not out in 5 minutes and I'm not joking, you know, come and get me or call somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You know. Because you can't back your way out?
Well, some people.
Right. Well, that's kind of it. But the OSHA rule is actually written for like caves and tunnel workers and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just the way they wrote it. They didn't exclude going in your own attic. So if you're going in an attic, it's a confined space without a second means of egress. You now need to have somebody standing there monitoring you.
Right.
Yeah.
That was not the intent. You know, it's. Got twisted.
I know a lot of inspectors don't go in them because they just don't fit.
Yeah. Oh, come on. What are you talking about? I mean, that's why.
Well, you got all those fancy diagnostic tools. It's time to get the mini drone and fly it through the attic.
Right. And that's why we keep the little guys around. We hire little guys, you know, that are short and skinny that we can pick up and push through those places to get them into those. Yeah. Into those spots that where we can't normally fit.
Actually, they've got rovers for crawl spaces to go into.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah.
Sounds like a better plan than getting in it myself.
Uh huh.
Yep. Got cameras on them and everything, lights.
Yeah.
Thermal imaging.
Well, I mean, you just put a GoPro on a you know, radio controlled car and you just run it through the crawl space. I mean, it's not like you got to go out and buy specialized equipment. You create your own.
Yeah, you could build it. Cool.
Oh, they actually sell them. So.
Oh, excellent. See? All right, well, cool.
Could use mine on weekends then.
Give Robbie a myth.
I don't have one.
There you go.
A plumbing myth?
Doesn't have one.
Yeah, a plumbing myth.
All plumbers know what they're doing? No, they don't.
Okay, and? The other
any,
one.
Any others?
Willing to take a guess or not?
see. Take a guess. No, I don't. I can't think of one.
Can't think of one off the top of your head. Okay, excellent.
No.
All right, well, I appreciate
it. I can think of lots of problems, but not a myth.
Correct, yeah.
Most of my myths go in the HVAC.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. There's a lot there. Yeah, that's cool. All right, thanks for the phone call, Jeff.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
All right, here's a myth.
Okay.
User manuals are only for people who don't know what they're doing. Wrong.
Or when you get stuck.
No.
User manuals aren't just full of fancy labeled pictures and lists of parts. They actually contain some useful information as well.
Oh, it's a coaster. It's a coaster to put on the furniture so you don't get coffee stains on the table.
While they may not be the most entertaining read in the world, they can save you money and time in the long run. Read the manual twice. User manuals contain information on warranties and proper usage that will increase the lifespan of the product.
Rich reads his, I'll bet you.
My problem is I got to get over all those FCC warnings and all the other, stuff.
You skip the first four or five pages.
Don't do that.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And then get to the meat and taters.
Yes, the good parts.
And usually we still don't even do that till it doesn't work, crashes, doesn't look like the picture on the box.
Yes. then you go open it up and go, let's see. Just looking for more pictures, not actual words. Just looking for pictures to put it together.
More pictures, yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products, and they're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And we've got the tip of the week coming up right now. Before we get to that, though, let's go to Nick real quick.
Very nice.
That sounded good. He's in Sandwich.
You're a poet and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Good morning. Nick and Sandwich.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say welcome back, Robbie.
Thank you.
And poop. I figured I would say the word poop just to make you laugh.
Really?
I know.
Somebody's got to do it sooner or later.
You got to do it.
Yes. Everybody has to poop, Rich.
You got
to
do it.
Get you that book, Everybody Poops?
Everybody. Trust me, that's on the toilet that I called you guys a couple, 3 months ago about fixing with shims.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were going to say you called us while you're sitting on the toilet. I'm like, that's
No, I'm not trooping, if you will, or tweet pooping. Excuse me. It's pooping. I don't poop. No, I just wanted to call. It's funny. It's a family show, so I will keep the PG-13.
Okay.
But I'm just glad you guys are on, and keep it real.
Excellent.
That was it.
How about this? We'll keep it square and level.
Keep it square and level. Oh, that was what I wanted to call about. The Mr. Floor floor cleaner that I won.
Yes.
I won it a couple of months ago, and my wife loved it.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
It is some super awesome stuff. So,
cool.
We have United Center style floors in our house.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Excellent.
All right, guys. Nice. Keep it square and level, and poop.
Thank you.
Thanks,
was
Nick.
Nice.
All right, bye.
Nice.
Wow.
So you have callers. Just call
yes.
in. Because nobody said poop yet.
Unbelievable. Poop.
She's definitely going to get Charmin as a sponsor if we all go. So you might as well enjoy the go.
Are we ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this, Rich.
I don't know if we can top that.
I don't know.
Okay, Sparky.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. So when you're remodeling or building a new home, you always got to keep your eye on the prize, right? You got to, you know, how long do you plan on staying in the house? This is a big one. So I can guarantee that 90% of the flippers out there are buying fixtures from big box stores. Mm-hmm. And the reason's simple. They mm-hmm. cost less.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But if you plan on staying in your home and you want to pay down your mortgage for, you know, you get a 15-year mortgage, you want to get a good crack at that, you should stay there 9 years, right? So I'm pretty sure most of those fixtures aren't going to last 9 years.
Come on.
They're just not designed for it.
They are designed to hold a light bulb. That's what they're designed to do.
You're yeah. saying they're designed to fail.
No, they're just made with less expensive parts. So they're not engineered for a long life.
Right.
Which in some cases, you know, I don't find it a problem. Like if you're remodeling your own home and you wanted granite countertops and stuff, you could put the granite countertops in, but now you may not be able to afford a $450 single pool, you know, Kohler or, you know, Groey faucet. Well, then put in a box door faucet for $120.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can change a faucet. You can't change the countertop.
So why isn't a faucet going to last a long time? A faucet, you just turn it on, turn it off. What's going to break?
It's everything. Well, it is most of them have the internal valves on most of the cheap faucets are all plastic with rubber O-rings, where the majority of your supply house faucets are going to be brass valve bodies, solid brass, you know, that's been chromed. You can truly tell the difference.
Yeah. So, or they're ceramic too. A lot of them are now coming with the yep. ceramics. So.
Yeah. But here's a good one too. Is like, let's start with the door hardware. I got plumbing on here, but we'll do that one second.
Okay.
So, but when it comes to, you know, door hardware, a box door is usually a subgrade to meet a price point. So, and that price point's usually quite low so that they can still make their margins. In other words, they know the market will bear $20, $19.97 for a lock.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for them to make their margin, they're telling the manufacturer, we're only going to pay you $13 a lock or $12 a lock. So you have to figure out how to supply them to us, and then the factory has to, or the, you know, the company has to figure out how to cheapen it up.
Right.
So they reduce the thickness of the steel. They put in different types of cylinders, and, you know, so all of that ends up being more plastic, and it's not the same. Now, when it comes to locks in your home, you should look on the packaging for what says BHMA certified, and that's the Builders Hardware Manufacturers Association.
Yeah.
They will grade your lock sets. And if you go to Supply House, you're probably going to get AAA, which is on your security, durability, and finish.
Okay.
But if you go to the box stores, you probably either won't have the rating on there or it may not have the AAA rating, and that's going to cost you less. So be very careful. You know, like I say, if it's truly budget you're shopping by, figure on replacing them every few years, or they're going to, you know, half of them are going to malfunction. But mm-hmm. if you want a quality product, I suggest you start at a quality store.
Say that again. Say it again. If you want a what?
If you want a quality product, I suggest you start at a quality store.
And you're not even using a funny voice.
No, that was just him.
That's hysterical.
That was Rich in Chicago coming out in him.
That comes in and out, too. I do that with some people. It's hilarious, and they'll catch me on it. And like, I didn't even realize I went there.
If you want a quality product.
If you want a quality product, start at a quality store. So here's a good one, though. Now, we'll go back to the plumbing products. You know, and it comes down to construction as well. And you know, with quality faucets, supply houses are typically better made. And one of the things I wanted to do to prove my point, and I had a hard time finding the information, so I was all over the internet yesterday doing this, shipping weight. If you go to a box store and you go to a supply house and you get the exact same faucet, the one from the supply house is going to weigh more. So I was searching around for shipping weights, and basically yeah. it's the indication of how much more metal there is. So, you know, like a Moen traditional or you know, an EVA faucet at a supply house typically is going to probably weigh a pound more because it's all metal, where the one from the stores, box store, is going to be a little lighter. Now, yeah. I'm not saying either one of them is bad. You know, the one from the box store is still going to be functional, but if you plan on staying in the home for any length of time, go to the supply house and pop for the extra money and have no worries.
Yep.
But so while I was shopping around, here's the best reason to go to supply houses.
Yeah.
So while looking around for the differences from products from the box store to supply house, there was a number of complaints online at the box stores, you know, on their websites.
Right.
You know, all the comments. They were actually, most of them, the complaints were that they bought a faucet thinking that it was a great deal, only to find out when they received it, they needed to buy the rough-in valve. So they're like, I spent $220 for this faucet and handles, and then I found out I had to get this rough-in valve. I'm like, yeah, that's how it usually works. We have to have that, and that's why your number begins with a T, because it means it's only a trim.
Right.
If you're standing in a supply house, I'm pretty sure this counter guy's going to go, do you have the rough-in valve for that? Because you're going to need both, and it's going to cost you this. You know what I mean? So if you don't know what the hell you're doing,
would it say on the package what you need?
On the box? Possibly, but not always. But now, some of the box stores do carry what they call impact systems, so it will have the valve body and the trim. But online, most of the time, it's only the trim and the valve. But even on their website, if you scroll down, it says, you're probably going to need this, and it's a valve body.
Yep. Yep.
But so, what happens is people think they're all universal. They have a two, you know, like say you got an 8-inch widespread on your vanity top right now. They just buy the trim figure, and I got to just take those off, put these on. But that was a Delta faucet, and you just bought a Moan.
Right.
Not exactly interchangeable.
Yeah.
So, time. When do you, how long do you want to stay there?
That's right. All right. That was the tip of the week. We'll be back with Nate Kipnis on Next House right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.